school holidays are here for some students already, or just around the corner for others. After the fun and excitement of Christmas and New Year, and before the I'm bored sets in, to have a look at the Moreton Bay Health and Active Program. Sam Beckman, a leader in Women's Recreational Fishing Network, author and owner of two bent rods, runs the Kids Fishing Classic as well as sessions at the Health and Active Moreton Bay program. So, with that, good morning, Sam. Thanks for joining us again. It's easy to see that you don't let the grass grow under your feet after all. What's happening?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Well, the City of Moreton Active Holidays, these sessions are a great way to see if your child likes the sport or activity without going to the expense of purchasing the equipment. And they have so many different activities to choose from. I might be a bit biased, but the best one is fishing. Depending on the location, your kids could be pumping yabbies, helping to drag the bait net and identify different creatures and species, knot tying, baiting hooks and casting a line, and programs are very hands-on. Each location is a different experience, and it's a great way to explore the Moreton region. Tickets to Fishing Fun for 4 to 17-year-olds cost $5, and all bait, tackle and fishing equipment is provided. We'll be running the classes from the 12th of January at Sandstone Point and all throughout January at Scarborough, Whangarei, Deception Bay and Woody Point. And keep an eye on Council's website as they take all the bookings over the holidays, and they should have the dates up soon. Earlier this year, Outdoors Queensland secured funding through the state government's Active Industry Project Fund, and from there they reached out to different council areas to offer an opportunity to run programs. I was contacted by another council to run the Boom Fishing Program, and together we worked out how this could genuinely benefit the community. And a local neighbourhood centre came on board, and honestly, we couldn't have asked for a better partner. The first day we had around 8 or 9 people turn up, and from that small start, the outcomes have been absolutely amazing. We've seen people build confidence, make connections, learn new skills and spend time outdoors in a really positive way. Some have made friends with other participants, others have found the confidence to apply for and get the jobs, and a couple of ladies are now volunteering at the centre to try to help others. Everyone who attended at least 2 out of the 3 sessions received their own fishing rod, and part of the program objective was to not only give everyone access to the tuition and tools, but also the equipment to continue their newfound hobby or sport. And I felt very humbled to run these programs, but I'm also really happy that another 2 have been approved. Just going to move on to the Women's Fishing Classic, which is run by Nicole Robinson. She founded it and has been running it for the last 5 years. And a couple of weeks ago at the presentations for the 2025 comp, she announced that she has sold the business. So I really wish Nicole well as she prepares to travel around Australia, and good luck to the incoming new owner, who is also a local to the north side. And the QKFC, at the moment, we've had about a dozen kids from around this area that have joined in the December QKFC, including a couple of species winners. And I'm really excited to say that I've just made all our online competitions available nationally, and the QKFC is growing to be one of the largest kids-only fishing competitions in the country. So it doesn't matter where you live in Australia, or even if you want to go away on holidays, you can still be part of the comp. If you've got cousins interstate, the kids can have some healthy connections and lighthearted ribs about how they're going and what they're catching. And as usual, you can see the different programs and events we have coming up on the Two Bent Rods Facebook page and website. Personally, I'm looking forward to some downtime and putting this year behind me. It's been the toughest year that I've faced, and my mental health has suffered. So I'm going to practice what I preach and go outside and bury my feet in the sand and go fishing. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stay safe, and I hope to see you out fishing sometime.
Sam Beckman, thank you for joining us. Hope we see you next year, keeping our community connected and informed. That timing of the sessions in January is perfect, isn't it? Well, thank you for your contribution during the year, getting the kids into nature and away from the screens. Wishing you, Sam Beckman, a very Merry Christmas and a very safe Happy New Year. Listen again to all the details, 1015fm.com.au, search podcasts.